We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Rami and Tim have been going at it for the last 3 hours, but haven't crashed and burned. Well, not yet. It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. It's not too early to think about those 2021 season passes. Get yours and check out all the info at GreatLakesDragaway.com.
Just 1 hour left and so much to do on Rami is tweeting. Of course, Great Lakes Dragaway, pick a lane, and here are the lanes you have to pick from. I thought the defense was good when it needed to be last night, and that's good enough for me when it comes to the Milwaukee Bucks. How about you? That's the right lane. Left lane, are you interested in Ryan Braun for a stretch run? And the return lane, do you really think your front office is no good, Packers fans? Why do you hate your front office? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. Couple things going on Twitter over at 1250 AM The Fan. Our first caption contest. It's a photo of Tim Allen, the franchise, looking super cool. And Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker, back in the day at Milwaukee County Stadium. We'll read some of those before we get out of here at 6 o'clock, as well as early results of today's draft mockery where we all picked dude destinations. And I thought I did well for somebody who doesn't travel, but early returns in the voting and early returns in your comments, I apparently didn't do that well with my selections today. We'll tell you what those selections were and, again, get you some early vote returns before we get out of here at 6 o'clock. A lot of good things in last night's 129-125 win over the Pelicans for the Bucks, Tim. The offense as a whole seems to be rolling. Giannis seems to be trying to fight his way back into the MVP conversation with a 38-10-4 night, including 8 of 10 from the free throw line. Love to see that free throw line stuff going on. Dante DiVincenzo had a career game. Chris Middleton poured in 31 points. And then at the end of the game, well, yeah, you weren't good defensively for the majority of the four quarters. When you needed stops, you got two big ones in the closing minutes of this game. First, Brooke Lopez goes up and just stops Zion Williamson in his tracks, which, you look at Zion Williamson's points in the paint and his shooting percentage in the paint, that's about as hard a thing to do in the NBA right now as you can probably come up with, stopping Zion Williamson from scoring points down there. And then the next time down, the aforementioned Dante DiVincenzo takes the big charge that all but seals the game, Tim Allen. And like I said, the defense wasn't good for the majority of four quarters, but if they're good when they need to be, that's good enough for me in today's NBA. Good enough for you?
No, not quite. I mean, you're giving up a buck 25 here, and you did win the game. So I think the defense needs to improve a little bit, and that may be because Holiday's out, and that's okay. But nonetheless, you have to improve. Giving up 125, is that what the NBA has come to? It's just whoever's shooting the best percentage from the field.
Yep.
Is that what we get to?
Pretty much, yeah. Who's shooting? Who's hot that night?
And then how you handle your final 5 minute block of the game. I think that's what it comes down to also. But I'm going to trust here. No, the defense, to answer your question, the defense wasn't good enough last night despite the win. But I'm going to trust that Budenholzer, given the second half of the year, we're about the halfway mark right here. Given that second half, I think he's going to revert back to what his area of expertise is, and that is defense. Guys, it is defense. So this, the timing could be really good as these guys, kind of work their way through a non-bubble season, because I'll harken back to last year as the bubble, I think really hurt this team. They were a team that was rolling. They were a team with high expectations. I think those expectations around the country, Rami, are much lower than they were last year, especially now. Maybe not week one of the NBA season, but after the halfway mark.
Yeah, but that's because we're all so crazy, man. And we're now doing the same thing in the NBA that we do in the NFL, where people change their perception and their minds on a team in like a week.
And they're not patient.
I'm not even kidding, Tim. Stephen A. Smith on First Take, and I like Stephen A. I've come around on Stephen A, and I watch that show, at least a portion of it, most mornings. In the span of like a week, he goes from this Nets thing is a debacle and a mess, and there's no way it's going to work, to they're definitely winning the championship. I hope you all realize that the Brooklyn Nets already are getting their names etched into the Larry O'Brien trophy. Like, we need to stop doing this in the world of sports. It happens in football more than any other, but it's becoming contagious in these other sports.
Right. And that's why I'm a little more patient on, you know, the defense side of things here for the Bucks. Give Budenholzer another half a season to kind of put this personnel together to play the defensive game that he wants, and then we'll see. And I'm pretty confident that he's going to get, maybe not, you know, the number one defense in basketball, but he's going to approach at least the top third, if not one of the top defenses, maybe a handful of defenses in the NBA.
So that's the right lane. The defense was only good when you needed it to be last night. And that's good enough for me, not Tim. How about you? 414-799-1250 or tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. Moving to the left lane, full squad workouts happening right now at American Family Fields of Phoenix. Christian Yelich talking to the media today and brought up his old buddy, number 8, Ryan Braun.
You know, I think we're doing well, and it's something that we as a group are going to have to deal with, because, you know, as of right now, he's retired. And
right before the show, I get a call from Tim. Did you hear what Yelich said about Ryan Braun? I was like, oh, it must have been big. It must have been juicy. And then I played the clip, and it was that right now. It's just the words right now.
Yeah, but he also that got said, you, Rami, going to have to deal with. I think that's pretty interesting, too. Like, what are you dealing with? A team with no field leader? I mean, is that what he's referring to as we're all going to have to deal with this? I'm a little curious about that.
Just too, dealing with change. We all have to deal with change.
I think so. Okay. But for now, Ryan Braun is not going to play baseball. Fair enough. However, if it were me, I'm going to get the plan together, and maybe, for all I know, maybe it already has. But this would be me covering a flank here. If this team is legitimate, it's in late June, it's in July, let's pull the trigger, let's add an outfielder, let's add a clutch pennant race type guy, a guy that has been known to not only be a little more vocal in his older age as a baseball player, but really proven it on the field. You know, it wasn't but a couple of years ago. He said, cherish every moment of this. It's so difficult to get back here. Cherish every, jump on my back. You know what I mean? These are comments from him. I think that motivates the team. I would just plan on this. If needed, Ryan, can we cut a deal now? We can work out all the legal ease a little bit later. But if they don't make a move for an outfield depth position, you definitely have to keep Ryan Braun in mind for a stretch drive. Additionally, on the sentimental side, let's get him back at American Family Field. Let's get him back into that park, and let's just ride that wave a little bit, and, you know, let Ryan Braun do his thing, and the council will pull him off the field late in a home game, and the crowd will go crazy, and Ryan Braun, and all these pictures will be being taken, and the whole deal. That'd be kind of cool too.
Yeah, that would be cool. And I'm not going to sit here and fight against that particular part of it. And I think, Tim, that there's a tangible effect from what you're talking about. A little bit more juice, a little bit more electricity in the stadium and in the clubhouse and in the dugout. I think that's a good thing. But more than that, I just want the best baseball player that I can get. And I don't know that Ryan Braun is or will be the best baseball player available if or whenever the Milwaukee Brewers and Ryan Braun decide that they want to take a look at some sort of reunion. And if he's not the best baseball player, I'm sorry, but I'm looking elsewhere. That's what this ultimately comes down to, Tim. Like, if it was today and Ryan Braun called David Stearns and the Milwaukee Brewers and said, hey, want to play, guys? I'm ready to play. Whenever you guys want me, I'm ready to play. Just let me know. I go, all right, Ryan, we'll call you right back. And then I pick up the phone and I call Jed Jericho's agent. And I called Jackie Bradley Jr.'s agent,
okay.
And I gauge their interest and their price tag. And if I can get them before I can get Ryan Braun, I'm getting one of those guys, man. They help your baseball team more.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know.
They're better
about
at baseball at this stage in their careers, especially with no DH.
Your final 60 games of a season, that's a new season in itself. And with a guy like Ryan Braun coming in, you won't have to give up anything for him. I don't know money situation, what he would warrant in terms of some money. I think the COVID situation is very important to Ryan Braun. He has been vocal about that, that, you know, we have to see how society is next year. And he has said as much, that he wants to, we don't even know how the world is going to look, I think was his comment a couple of months ago. So it would be cheap. It'd be clutch. And even if you did sign a Jed Jericho, a Jackie Bradley, I don't know if that, number one, would improve the final 60 games. But number two, why couldn't you grab him as well?
Yeah,
you want Mark Mathias as your 26th man, or you want Ryan Braun?
You're right. And I'm always looking to upgrade and improve. But if it's either or if there's two or three spots open and I can find two or three players better than Ryan Braun, I'm going with those guys, man. Despite all the sentimentality and everything else.
One more time.
But how about you?
One more time.
You're interested in Ryan Braun for a stretch run? 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. And then the return lane. I'm on my computer this morning, Timmy, doing some show prep because I'm a professional. And I have the 1250 AM The Fan feed going across my Twitters, my timelines, and a question from the Bart Winkler Morning Show. Give us a bold prediction for the Packers in the 2021 offseason. And nothing but negativity came back to him. Bold predictions are usually a good thing. It was just snarky, sarcastic. They're going to do this thing wrong. They're going to do that thing wrong. They're going to do this bad thing. They're going to do that bad thing. They're going to ruin Aaron Rodgers. Not one positive response to the question of a bold prediction for the Packers in 2021. And it just goes to show what I've been saying since I've had a microphone to talk into in this market, which is that Packers fans are really spoiled, man. You really think your front office isn't good? You really think that your front office is no good? You have no faith in your front office after all that they've done for you. You're a elite franchise in the National Football League. Elite. I told you earlier in the show, Tim, I saw a study from The Athletic a couple weeks ago that puts everything, takes everything into account and puts more weight on Super Bowls and conference championships and division championships and wild card games than it does regular season. And they put all this into an algorithm or a formula, and they came up, they ranked every team in the NFL in the Super Bowl era. And in the Super Bowl era, the Packers are the fifth best team in the entire league, according to this study. And if you want to narrow it down to the last 20 or 30 years, they're third, at worst, fourth best team in the National Football League going back the last two or three decades. That ain't good enough for you? That's not a good front office? That's a front office that you don't expect anything good from. Stop it. Stop being spoiled babies. Your organization is plenty good. Your front office is among the best. And y'all just don't appreciate them. And I need you to stop it.
Good.
It makes me mad.
That's good to hear. Let's just think out loud here for a second.
It's kind of what we do for a living.
When was the last Super Bowl victory prior to Brett Favre?
I honestly couldn't tell you. I'm sure I could quickly find out, but I couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
Late 60s?
Probably. Are you blaming Brian Gutekunst and Ted Thompson for their lack of success in the 70s and 80s? Is that their fault?
Congratulations. You've done
1968.
One Super Bowl.
1968 was the year. Yeah.
Congratulations. You've won one more Super Bowl in 50 years than the Chicago Bears. congrats. Doing a great job up there. Doing a nice job. And additionally, I'll give you the award of the regular season championship. You win that all the time. You should be proud of yourselves. You win that a lot. That's amazing. In fact, we're going to celebrate next year's regular season championship, aren't we? There'll be a trophy ceremony. There's going to be an MVP. There's going to be all sorts of hype and partying and beer drinking and carrying on. At some point, we have to make sure that this organization keeps the bar higher when it comes to winning Super Bowls. You just do. That's what we expect. That's what they expect. Now, the front office tree has done a nice job. McKenzie and Dorsey and Schneider and all these guys have gone on to do some nice things. But I don't think since 1968 that two Super Bowls is something to celebrate in a shorter window of time. Last 7 years, four NFC title games. Okay, maybe you could make the argument that, my goodness, that's a winning organization right there. But at some point, whether it's another 2 years, next year, 3 years, 5 years, not much more than that, you're going to have to point at someone and say, why can't they get it done? That's all I'm saying.
So at what point do you hold them accountable, Tim? Are you going to fire somebody who makes it to five straight NFC championships? That's not good enough for you? Let's say it gets to five straight NFC championships that they lose. We're already at two.
Okay, so three more?
Yeah, three more.
Oh, I definitely got to look at something changing. Oh, for sure.
You're always shuffling the deck, but it's not the guys at the top who put together teams good enough for five straight years to get you to the NFC championship. That ain't the problem.
Okay, one could blame them for not making the adjustments to get over the top. Again, shorter window of time. I got no problem in respecting that organization, and they do get respect around the league, but it's about winning some Super Bowls here. And I don't say one Super Bowl. Well, you got to start with one, but winning multiples. So is it now? Yeah, I would say, so Rami,
spoiled.
In 3 years.
Spoiled babies.
If they don't get it done in another 3 years, how much longer then do you wait?
As long as you're among the cream of the NFL crop.
Oh, that good. You win the cream of the crop award. You're bunched in the cream of the crop award. Congratulations. You are filled. Rami, fill your trophy case. You got a lot of trophies. The next one's going to be participation, because that's what they're doing in the NFL. They're not winning Super Bowls.
You always take it a million miles further than what I'm saying, man. Nobody said that they're going to get trophies for doing what they're doing. Nobody said that.
I just want them to win. You want your favorite team to win the championship.
And yes,
it gets
we all
frustrating.
Want that. We all want that.
Okay, well, why are other teams doing it at a higher percentage than you are if
Not
you're so
many
great?
Are. Not that there many are, some. Are. There's like two
Baltimore.
Or three. Baltimore doesn't have more Super Bowls than the Packers.
In the last 20 years? Okay. 30 years?
I think they have two.
Ah,
the Packers
there we
have
go.
Two.
You're just like Baltimore.
Except that you're
you're better than Baltimore.
Except that you're in the hunt for the Super Bowl every year, and Baltimore has pop-up years or pop-up like three
There's
or four
one.
Years.
You're
yeah.
in the hunt.
Yes.
You're in the hunt trophy.
No, they got two Super Bowl trophies, and they're in the hunt more than anyone else.
I'm saying there's a threshold at some point. At some point.
Right
have
lane,
to make a change.
The defense was good when it needed to be last night, and that's good enough for me. How about you? Left lane, are you up for a Ryan Braun stretch run and the return lane? Do you really think that the Packers front office is really no good? Really? You spoiled babies here.
I didn't say no good.
414-799-1250. Tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan and pick a lane when Rami and Tim return. Rami and Tim in the midst of Great Lakes Dragway Pick a Lane, Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. It's not too early to think about those 2021 season passes. Get yours and check out all the info at greatlakesdragway.com. Bucks game day previews on the show are brought to you by your local Pick and Save stores, the official grocer of your Milwaukee Bucks. Here's what you're picking from in this evening's Pick a Lane. Right lane, the defense was good when it needed to be last night, and that's good enough for me. Not Tim, though. How about you? Left lane, are you up for a Ryan Braun stretch run? And the return lane, Do you really think the Packers front office is no good? They fall short of your expectations, your high bar that you've set as spoiled Packers fans. 414-799-1250, or you can tweet us at 1250 AM The Fan. Tim was being ridiculous before the break and saying, well, you'll fill up your trophy case with this and that. And Mike Clemens is a funny guy, too. He texted me during the break, said, Mark Murphy now erecting a giant replica of a Marv Levy in the Hunt trophy.
There you go.
Bills 0-4 in conference championship games. You guys are funny. You're funny guys, you and that Clemens.
And it also depends on who you're comparing it to. I think most Packer fans, don't they believe that we're set to a higher standard? I mean, I'm just guessing, but isn't that what I'm assuming?
And you live up to it. And you live up to it. You set a higher standard, and you live up to it year after year after year. You're driving me crazy. You're driving me crazy.
Just go from 1970 to the present, modern day era.
I can't wait to read some of the entries for the caption contest today, because that will calm me down and get me ready for the weekend. We'll have some good laughs.
It will.
Looking back at Tim and Bob Uecker, both looking like they're from the mid-80s and in the mid-90s.
You have the Niners, Steelers, Cowboys. I mean, all of these teams have won more Super Bowls than the Packers since 70. I mean, that's a long time, Rami. That's a long-ass time. And I didn't even, in the entire conversation.
I'm going to drink heavily tonight.
Me too. And I never brought up the fact that you had two Hall of Fame quarterbacks in a good chunk of those years. I never brought that up until just now. But I think that even bolsters the argument that, you know, maybe there has been a little underachieving when it comes to championships. I don't know if anyone can disagree with that.
Jay Glenn just tweeted in about your picture with Bob Uecker.
Oh, this will make you feel better.
It looks like the police sketch of the Unabomber. You do. That's why it's funny. Let's go to Lewis and Franklin. You're on the Robbie and Tim Show. What's up, Lou?
I actually had to calm myself. I was also laughing at that. Rami, I'm with you.
Thank you.
I am with you because for a simple fact of, have they been good enough to be on the short list to win a Super Bowl, really, we'll just say since Mike McCarthy era? The answer to that is yes. I can think in these five NFC, six if you count Brett, there's only one opponent they had that was better than them, and that was San Francisco. It was clear going into that game that you'd have to play perfect to win. This front office is one of the best front offices in the league. Consistency matters. How are the Cowboys doing since the 90s?
Just horrible.
Exactly. The 49ers have gone up and down and up and down and up and down, and that's the front office's job. The front office's job is to put you in a position to get to that game. Once you're in that game, it is no longer the front office's job to win that game. They should have won in Seattle. They came out flat against Atlanta. They got just train wrecked by San Francisco, and they had every opportunity to win against Tampa Bay. That's not the front office's fault. That's the coach's fault. That's the defense's fault. That's the team's fault for not executing or calling the right plays.
All right, I may agree with you. Let me just ask you. Just on that point alone, I may agree with you on that. However, at what point then, if this continues to happen, is my question. Just at what point? Where's the window of time? The years that go by. Is it just acceptable to just do this for another decade?
No, it is not. So I think the GM and coach are tied to quarterback right now if he stays throughout the end of his career. If they do not win another Super Bowl by the time Aaron retires and he retires a Packer, they'll both go too. They just made a switch. We forget that. They made a lot of changes in the front office in the last year.
Yep.
Got rid of McCarthy. They got rid of the silos, and they all report up. They're all equal. They're all in the room together. Anybody who's in business knows if you're all in the room and you're communicating, at least you're on the same page. It might be the wrong direction, but at least you're on the same page. And I think that is the big difference. Now, I think you could make the argument that during the last few years of Ted's tenure, he did not do enough to go get free agents and make some deals and trades. But this GM has. The Smith brothers, one didn't work out. It happens. Re-signing Bakhtiari, huge. He's the best left tackle in football. Drafting Jair, huge. If not the best, the second best corner in the league. You got one of the top five defensive tackles in the league. You got a stud running back, maybe. You got receiver after receiver after receiver coming through here. You drafted and you put offensive linemen in Pro Bowls and all pros consistently in third and fourth and fifth round picks. That is good talent evaluation. Now there's places they miss, inside linebacker, safety. There's a lot of places that they are missing, but you can't draft superstars mm-hmm. everywhere. And my whole point is they are a good enough team to win the Super Bowl. So whenever we have this conversation, my phrase I say to friends and other people who talk about it, don't expect the organization to do more before you expect the team that you have to perform better when it's the biggest stage. And that is my biggest knock on Rodgers. Rami, you know me for years.
Mm-hmm.
He shrinks in that game. He didn't this last time, and I was proud of him. They didn't lose because of him. They didn't lose because he had a 60 quarterback rating or a 70 quarterback rating. That is what you needed. You needed better coaching in that game. And you needed to execute down the stretch when he got three turnovers.
Lewis, thanks for the call, man.
I'm of the opinion, man.
Appreciate it. Tim, your response, or should I go to the next call?
Did he
just shut you right up?
No. I just measure it. It depends on how you measure success. Okay, how do you measure success? Okay, is it just being consistently in the running for a Super Bowl? Some would say yes. I understand it. I get it. It's not my perspective. It is not my perspective. I mean, we're in the big boy world here in NFL football. And it's about playing in the Super Bowl. It's about getting to the Super Bowl. And it's about winning at least once in a while. And I don't believe that you can say two Super Bowls
in that is the definition of once in a while. That is,
the definition.
That is the literal definition of once in a while. Let's get in Mike in Greenfield on Pick a Lane. Mike, you're on the Rami and Tim show. I almost said Wendy's Big Show.
Rami's kind of got a point, but two Super Bowls with almost 30 years of two of the greatest NFL quarterbacks ever, they're a real good front office. But and the last caller, man, he made some great points. He mentioned four games. Well, the San Francisco game we weren't in, but the three games he mentioned besides that, it was coaching. But still, they could have done more on the defensive side. But so that's what I'm saying. I agree with Tim, and I'll take the Bucks. The Bucks lane that the defense is coming around. That team is figuring out the new guys, and hopefully this will be our year.
Mike, are you feeling okay, buddy? Everything good?
I'm feeling great. I was to my heart doctor 2 weeks ago.
Okay, good.
Good, and he said don't watch. I check my blood pressure all the time, and I just can't watch close games. And on Packer games, my wife goes crazier than I do. So,
Mike, you stay with me. I plan on talking Brewers baseball
with
you all summer.
Appreciate
so you stay with us. All right?
Okay, phone is killing me. That pop, that crackle in his phone is killing me,
yeah,
dude.
I have to admit, for Packers fans, and this is why the front office is essentially doing a decent job. You sit down in front of a Packer game the last several years, and you just kind of know that they're probably winning this game, right? And that's enjoyable to everybody, isn't it, Rami? Isn't it? You grab your chicken wings or a couple beers or out to the bar, whatever it is, and it's a heavy lean toward winning that football game. It is.
Now I just want chicken wings and beer.
Me too.
That's all I want. It's Friday.
Dangerously
man.
Close. Well, to
why would you say chicken
one?
Wings and beer at 5:35 on a Friday?
I know.
Just torture.
Salt with some extra salt on it.
Of course, yeah. You got to put some salt on that, just like your hot dog. I still can't get over that. You and Evan with the green peppers and the Frank's Red Hot. I don't know which one is worse, salt on a hot dog?
Okay.
Or putting green peppers and Frank's Red Hot on a ham and cheese sandwich? It's both terrible. I mean, I'm getting crushed in today's draft mockery. We'll have some results of that, and I'm going to read some of your entries for our caption contest. Rami and Tim, 1250 AM, The Fan. Rami had a dream, and it was about Robert's specialty meats. It's Rami and Tim on 1250 AM, The Fan, a radio.com sports station. We've had more than we wanted of winter weather, and because tomorrow is National Chili Day, we want to let WSSP listeners in on one of the specialty items from Robert's specialty meats. I forgot this when I went there last weekend, and I was quite disappointed with myself, Tim. It's their legendary chili grind. I wanted to make some chili and forgot to get me some chili grind from Robert's specialty meats.
I don't know what chili grind is.
Well, let me tell you. It consists of a specialty cut of beef off the chuck where the fat, silver skin, and connective tissue are removed, leaving only the muscle and inner muscle marbling, which gives you the meaty consistency and flavor you're looking for in a quality chili that rivals any prize winner. I guarantee it. Stop into Robert's this weekend and order up some of their special chili grind. We guarantee your family will be craving more. Call 262-549-MEAT for the best selection and to reserve your order. And when you visit, be sure to sample some of their cherry wood smoked jerky or beef sticks, including their new honey bourbon flavor. I got some of that in the fridge at home, and the perfect snack treats. Also check them out online at robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more specials and money-saving coupons. And for the best in meats, shop Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher. Just as we were starting today's show, we put up a picture of Tim Allen and Bob Uecker from back in the day at County Stadium. And when we say back in the day, we assumed it was the 80s because of the way Tim and Uke are dressed and have their hair styled in this. Although Uke pretty much looks the same, just the suit. The suit is a little bit dated. I didn't even recognize Tim Allen when he first sent me the picture. The hair is just, like I said this earlier in the show, it's three different hairstyles in one. It's the bowl cut, it's the comb over, and the mullet. All somehow combined into one haircut. He's got on his Cowboys jacket, even though he's press credentialed into the at that time.
I don't know why.
Part-time home of the Green Bay Packers. He's got white pants on. Him and Uke both apparently are rocking blue blockers. Sunglasses. And okay. we asked for your captions, your observations, etc. Good old KS, who did a lot of the investigative work for trying to figure out when this picture was taken. He sent one final thought on all this. Said, while we've unearthed every single aspect of this photo, including my pillow guy being over Uke's left shoulder, Peyton Manning being over Tim's left shoulder, the dude over Uke's right shoulder has been bugging me all damn day. It's Paul Sorvino. And it is. It looks just like Paul Sorvino. Good old KS all over that picture today.
Awesome.
Steve Sparky Pfeiffer tweeted in, hey, Uke, don't I look like Robin Yount? A few people tweeted it. Is that what you were going for, Tim?
I don't know.
Were you going for a Yount look? Were you going to local bars and trying to convince young ladies that you were Robin Yount? Is that why you were rocking the look that you were rocking at the time?
Definitely not. But I would like to look at a lot of our audience and you guys and people I know. I'd like to look at your pictures from 28 years ago.
I mean, I'll share one of those. You know what? We'll make that the caption contest next week. I mean, I'm a child. I'm a baby. So be as mean as you want to a small child. But
little fat kid?
I was chubby. I have a picture of myself. I'll just give you a little sneak preview of it, Tim. I'm on the phone. I'm like seven. I know the exact picture I'm going to use for this. I'm on the phone. So I'm holding the phone in one hand, and I have a very realistic looking toy gun in the other hand. So
nice.
I look like a baby godfather, like calling it a hit, like a little Scarface. It's hilarious. Nice. It's a great picture. Joe Zanzola tweeted in, thanks for the pic, Uke. I'm going to forget this moment 40 years from now. Tim has no recollection.
True story.
Of meeting Uke and taking this picture. That guy from Wisconsin tweeted in, Bob Uecker wins meet your favorite porn star contest.
Okay. No, but just to make everyone clear on this, I honestly, that's the most frightening thought of all this. Not my hairdo or the pants or the coat or whatever. The most frightening thought is really that I don't remember posing with Bob Uecker for a picture. And you would think with my love affair with the Milwaukee Brewers that I would remember such an occasion.
Our guy Josh Vernier, now with KC in KC at 6:10.
We all chime in, chortle and chuckle and guffaw and giggle and.
In quotes, it says, "How much you want one of them? How much you got the other one?" Pete B says, "The real question is, what porn shoot was he going to after this pic was taken?" Byron asks, or excuse me, Brian says, "Is Tim a time traveler? He looks 10 years older in this picture than he does right now."
Jeez. Okay.
Oh, this is great. This is the most fun I've had on this show yet. Let's see here. Tim tweets it. Says, "Looks like someone was put up for adoption meeting their dad for the first time, and the dad is not happy about it."
Oh, boy. From Miller Park in Milwaukee.
Yuke does not look happy about any of this, by the way. You're smiling. Yuke is just standing there like, all right, another picture.
But knowing now, you know what I know about this industry and about Euchre and about the Brewers and press and all that, I wouldn't even think of doing this. That would be the last thing on my mind.
The bleeping middle tweeted, "And I left Mr. Belvedere for this." Bucks Brew tweets in, Euchre saying, "I didn't know that MacGyver guy dressed like this offset."
Ouch, man. Keep
it
coming.
Man, good Lord. You guys came with it today, and I like it. This is Michael quotes Matthew McConaughey's character from, what movie was it? Where he's a creepy guy. He comes back to high school. Oh, Dazed and Confused. Since, see, that's what I like about high school girls, Bob. I get older, and they stay the same age. All right, all right, all right.
Unabomber. To a pedophile, to a porn star.
Oh, man.
Whew, yeah, what else is there?
Should we keep going? Or we got some calls on hold for Pick a Lane.
You want sure. To- yeah, no, let's take some calls. Let's get out of this thing. Go.
Pierre says Mr. Baseball and Mr. Pocket Pool. All right, I'll stop right there.
Jeez.
Kim in Brookfield, you're on the Rami and Tim Show. What's up? Kim? Are you there? It is Kim, right? All right. I guess not there. One more call. Ben Rippin, you're on the Rami and Tim Show. Hey, what's up, Ben?
What's up, guys? How the hell are you doing?
Doing well.
All right. So first off to your guys, cap off to you guys for the drinking. I got Captain and Coke waiting at home for me.
Nice.
Oh, there you Rick go. Blair. Woo! All right. Now that we got that out of the way. Tim, I'm 100% with you. Ron Dog, you got to bear with me here. I'm going to give you some explanation. Key word for today. Expectation, okay? The greatest, the guy who is called the GOAT is Tom Brady. That is not measured by his stats in the regular season. That is measured by the trophies and the rings that he wears and the things that he brings to his organization, okay? That is championships. Now, if you want to win a regular season championship, by all means, go ahead and be a Packer fan, okay? Because that's what it is to be a Packer fan. And everybody say, well, you guys are spoiled. No. You know what? While the Bears and the Vikings and the Lions are settled in mediocrity, we have expectations of a championship trophy coming back to Lambeau Field. It is not called the Chicago Bear Trophy. It is not called the New England Patriot Trophy. It is called the Lombardi Trophy. Lombardi, the greatest coach to ever hit the football field ever in American history, and it's called named after him. Okay? I'm sorry. I do have expectations.
Thanks for
yes, I fully understand. No. I fully understand totally about what the first caller was saying about, well, you know, the front office this, front office that. But when are you actually going to start holding the front office accountable for as many damn holes as they kept on this damn team?
They don't have right? Ben, thanks for the call. Ben, thanks for the comment. We gotta move on.
I'm with
late for a break and we gotta move on. But man, they don't have as many holes as almost any team in the league. And they don't have as many. And they don't have as many.
The fewest holes award.
And they don't have as much. God, I hate you. They don't have as much top tier talent, or they have more top tier talent than almost anybody in the league. I mean, and that was drafted and homegrown and developed, and in the first and second
nice
round
job.
Where you want to hit, they hit more often than almost anybody on draft picks. Almost anyone. I don't know what you want from them.
Who's the GM in Kansas City?
I forget his name.
Is that Schneider?
I'm all riled up. No, Schneider's in Seattle. They had the other John that was off the Ted Thompson coach, John Dorsey. Then he left. I don't know who's in charge over there now.
Brett Veach.
Sure. Brett Veach.
Brett. Okay. Yeah. And again, I mean, where are their expectations now with Mahomes and the boys? You know, I'm just trying to find a parallel here. Where do you think their expectations are now? You know, not every year.
To
not,
be among the best football teams in the National Football League.
I don't think so. No, I think their expectations are to win multiple Super Bowls.
I mean, that's your goal. Your goal is always to win the Super Bowl. But you look at process more than you look at results. And the process that, more times than not, gets you into the playoffs and into contention and into the discussion for a Super Bowl. And
Austin, write it down. He just won the process award. Congrats, Rami. I'm really proud of you.
I wish you were here so I could punch you. Rami and Tim, 12:50 a.m. The Fan. A few more minutes of Rami and Tim before the freaking weekend here. Austin on the other side of the glass, filling in admirably for young Pudge Heffelfinger this afternoon. Did our draft mockery today and put up the poll. Today we did dude destinations, places where you would go with your dudes. With your dudes on a road trip as we get closer and closer.
Four destinations is four rounds of this draft mockery.
I said I might not do well in this, Tim, because I just don't have a lot of travel experience in my life. I'm a bad flyer. I've never had money. Like, everything that prevents you from traveling has prevented me from traveling in my life. But I didn't think I did this badly when I picked it. My team was a Phoenix spring training trip. And I was clear about that. And Austin made it clear when he put up the poll that it's a spring training trip. I went to Lake Tahoe, which my dudes and me, we might go on a trip to Lake Tahoe in just a couple months. And they're travelers, and they picked that spot. So I was like, I'll just go with what they said. They know what they're talking about. The Grand Canyon, because I like to hike. But I understand that pick maybe not being that popular, because you either like hiking or you don't. Right. And your whole group of friends needs to enjoy hiking to go and do. I like hiking. I like taking my dog for hikes. I don't know that my friends want to go on a hike through the Grand Canyon with me. But New Orleans, my last spot, has great food, great night spots. It's either that or Atlanta or the strip club capital of the world. Like, if you're going on a dude trip, I feel like three of my four choices were really strong, but I'm getting crushed right now by both Tim, who took Cancun, Denver, Hawaii, and a Super Bowl trip. That Super Bowl trip, that's a little dirty. That's kind of dirty pool, but I'm going to let it slide.
What do you mean?
Because that's just anywhere where there is a Super Bowl. You didn't pick a city. Right. But okay, we didn't say anything at the time. It's already on the record. And then Austin, who again is in for Pudge today, he went with Las Vegas, Nashville, Jamaica, and New York City. And he is currently winning, Tim.
I was going to say, I like where Austin's choosing to go in those four picks. And just to give Austin a little street cred, he was a rock star in Las Vegas. Just so you know.
Yeah, you
know,
mentioned that. He's a rookie of the year, and rookie of the year in draft mockery as well, too. A little beginner's luck for young Austin, Texas over there.
And it didn't have anything to do with gambling. It's just the fun factor of the city.
Yeah, and I had a rookie mistake. I choked on my last pick. I really wanted Miami, but I went with New York City when the pressure was on. I think if I pick Miami, I run away with
it. Yeah, you probably run away with it. I thought about Miami, but I was going with what I would enjoy, and I just, Miami ain't for me, man. Beaches are boring to me. I find beaches boring. I don't even know what to do on a beach. I hate humidity. The people are too pretty. You know what I mean? Like, they're just too good looking in Miami. True. So it knocks me down another peg if I was looking to have any luck on a roach. Yep. Now I got to compete with, like, Miami guy. You know what I mean? With his white shirt that's buttoned down three buttons, and his perfect hair and chiseled face and tan skin. Like, I got to compete with this guy now. That's not
an
the
American
place for
Express
me.
Black card.
Right,
and
exactly.
He's got all this
money. He knows how to dance. Yep. He knows how to dress. Yep. All these things that I don't have. So Miami would not be a good place for me to end up.
Based on my caption or the picture there, I should have chosen Fort Lauderdale, because that was the spring break destination back in the 80s.
I'm getting crushed, though. Like, I didn't think my showing was that bad, and people like
that whole hiking thing, Rami, is just I don't know.
Preston tweeted in, said, looks like Robbie was drafting destinations you go to with your family in a mobile home. Is that
I'm surprised someone didn't take Disney just to take it.
No, not with the dudes. Not with your boys. True. No, you're not going to Disney. That would be really weird. That would just be real. Unless you're just going to drink in the wherever people go to drink in Disney World. What is that place? It's like the whole world? It's a small world? I don't know.
I have no idea.
There's like...
No clue.
Okay. None of us.
Sparky knows.
Check out the world according to Sparky. 1250 AM, yep. The Fan. Our thanks to Ryan Horvat for joining us on the show, trying to make you some money, better extraordinaire, and Matt Michaelis from KJR in Seattle for his insight into the Russell Wilson Seahawks situation. If you missed that or any of today's very, very fun show, you can go on that radio.com app and check it out. Like The Fan, take us with you wherever you go. Use that rewind feature to listen to whatever portion of this show or any show on these fine airwaves that you may want to listen to whenever you please and wherever you please. For Austin, Texas, who was in for Pudge today,
good
Tim
job,
Allen.
Austin.
I'm Rami Makhlouf saying thanks for listening to Rami and Tim. Everybody have a safe and happy and healthy weekend, and we'll talk to you again on Monday starting at 2.
Are done.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!